So for my story of bad teenage decisions, we're going back to early summer 2011. I am taking a drug test. I have a cup of pee in my hand, and at this point, I think this is going to determine the rest of my life, whether or not I pass this test. For months leading up to this, I had been applying to summer internship after summer internship. My parents had invested an obscene amount of money in my undergraduate college degree. I'm looking for any sort of rung on any ladder to any sort of career I can get. But I've been hearing no after no after no. Finally, at the last minute, I get an email with an offer for a summer internship to join the marketing team at a large pharmacy corporation. I'm not going to name them, but they're one of the big ones. They probably have a retail store down the street from your home. And you know, immediately I have a sense of relief, excitement. When I get this news, I'm also high out of my mind in Amsterdam. I'm at the tail end of a Euro trip bender. I've been abroad for the semester, and I'm doing what a lot of teenagers are doing. We're trying different substances, and there's lots to try. There's cocaine for the nightclubs you go out to. There's ecstasy for the electro concerts we're going to. There's acid maybe once or twice for a foray into a public park. There's lots of drinking. In Europe, it's 18 and up to drink. And there's always marijuana at the end of the night to take the edge off. So you can imagine at first the excitement when I get this internship offer, and then horror a few minutes later when there's the follow-up email from HR about their mandatory drug test requirement. So weeks later, I'm back home in my childhood bedroom outside of Chicago. I'm freaking out. I'm having nightly dinners with my helicopter parents who are asking, when's the first day? Did you do all your paperwork? Making sure I don't blow this one opportunity. And I'm playing it cool. While at night, I'm staying up late, researching every blog, Reddit post, YouTube video I can find. I'm filling out one of those lined notebooks that I used to use for AP exams in high school, but now it's for how to pass or trick a drug test. At one point, I go to one of the retail stores of this big pharmacy corporation to take one of their at-home drug test kits. And what I have learned at this point is, unfortunately, basically all those substances I've ingested mostly pass through your system in a few days, except for the least harmful one, marijuana, which at this point in 2011 is still illegal in most states, including Illinois. So I fail the at-home test. I'm freaking out. One night, I go back to my bedroom. I turn in, and my mom is at my desk looking at my notebook. And it's, you know, it's one of those conversations where more is said with your eyes than words. And I think she said something like, what the hell is this? I said, what the hell are you doing looking through my stuff? I've got it. It's fine. And to her credit, she did kind of leave it alone. I don't think she ever told my dad or anyone else. But now I'm really freaking out. Testing day comes. I get in the car. My strategy is no strategy. I'm basically chugging any liquid I can find. Cranberry juice, Gatorade, pre-made detox drinks you can buy online. I'm driving to the testing center. It's in one of those like bland suburban corporate office parks where it's like a lot of these low slung buildings. You have no idea what happens in any of them. I pull into the address. I am starting to think how many people have been in this situation, like, you know, going into this totally like bland office and having this huge, huge decision or threshold happen. But I go inside, they give me the cup, I pee, I basically have drank so much liquid, it's clear water coming out. I've done my research, I know this is a diluted sample that you cannot run any kind of test on, but I live to see another day, I hand it off, I go home, I'm anxiously waiting for any update, and I don't hear anything. Eventually I get instructions, day one orientation, here's where to go, here's what to do. And I think I've gotten away with it. No, I think I have. The summer flies by. I am starting to ask more questions about drug testing culture because we're all underage, but we're going to these corporate events and the managers are happy to share alcoholic beverages with us. So I'm starting to ask some questions about what exactly is happening here. But we get to the end of the summer, and I really don't think much about it until the very last week, the last of our Friday lunch and learns. So every Friday, they'd bring in some sort of corporate partner. They'd give a really boring presentation about the future of healthcare. You had to sit through it because it's mandatory, and they did give you a free lunch afterwards. So the very last Friday, that executive gets on stage, and the logo gives me a knee-jerk reaction because it's the logo of the testing center. And the guy, I kind of look around the room to see if anyone else is having my reaction, but I can't gauge exactly. But he starts giving his pitch, and it's hard to take any of this seriously. He's talking about how rigorous his testing technology is. He's talking about that they're the state-of-the-art player in their sector. And I have my experience of my watery urine sample that didn't trigger anything. So I'm kind of laughing to myself. Afterwards, I'm with the other interns enjoying our free lunch, and within a few minutes, everyone is sharing their story about this drug test. Everyone was like traumatized by it and pissed off, and some of the kids were partiers, but then even the type A types who were studying their asses off, they were nervous because they took a study drug at some point to get through a ridiculous final exam period. And worried it might trigger something. So we all kind of laughed at that moment. And at first, this lesson I took away was, you know, there's something a little bit absurd about this system we're trying to get into. All of us sort of came from privileged backgrounds, so it was one of those first moments of, you know, actions have consequences that could go really badly, even though we got away with it in this point. And that was kind of all I thought for at that moment. Until years later, I never went back to work at the big pharmacy corporation. But I wake up one morning, I open the news, and that company is at the top of page one, and they're in a lot of trouble because they have invested over $100 million in a blood testing startup. And the blood tests, like, never worked. And again, I'm not going to name names, but I'm going to say it was led by a somewhat charismatic, young, blonde female founder who had an affinity for turtlenecks and speaking in a weirdly deep voice when she gave presentations. And they had given her tens of millions of dollars for a test that they did no due diligence on. And she went to prison. I think she's still in prison. But the executives and the board members, mostly older guys, who signed off on these investments were still enjoying these positions, were still in their positions. So at this point, I kind of had another lesson, which was I made some dumb decisions when I was 18, but I guess adults and even well-paid adults, even these highest of highest corporate overlords at our biggest companies are making way worse decisions all the time with almost zero consequences, and maybe that's worth looking into as well.